Why do I write? To be honest, I've never really thought about this before, and now that I've been forced to think about it, I'm not at all sure that I like any of the answers. So, why do I write? There's never really been any question about it for me. I've always wanted, with a private and guilty fervour, to be a writer. I can't remember when it started, but it was definitely in single figures, even though I had no notion of what that might involve, how you might actually fill a preciously blank notebook. I'd buy as many of those notebooks as the paltry pocket money of the 1960s would allow, and all of them destined to remain blank for a long time, then to be filled eventually with the scores of my imaginary football teams, plus drawings of their stadiums and details of their average and record attendances. But after filling my notebooks with key stats about Chessing Albion and East Milton FC, I began in my mid-teens to fill them with poetry. Now, it's usual to decry juvenile verse, but I'm going to defend mine. It wasn't too bad for a 15 or 16-year-old, often dire, obviously, of course, but never truly disgraceful, not really. It was mostly chirpy, modernisty stuff, much influenced by one school textbook, 12 Modern Scottish Poets, which is an anthology ranging from Hugh McDiarmid to the then still vigorously alive Norman McCaig and Edwin Morgan. It struck me with the force of a religious calling. Now I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be Edwin Morgan. Alas for Scottish poetry, my muse left me when I left school, leaving me with the vocational calling and no idea what to write or how, far less why. However, it turned out that writing of any sort was just as absorbing and challenging and fulfilling as it seemed to me as an adolescent dabbling in quasi-experimental Scottish poetry. That's as far as I'd got before writing this. But now I realise that all of my reasons are personal and selfish. It's absorbing and challenging and so on. It also sounds cool. And there's the undeniable freedom that comes with, let's not call it unemployment. Let's be nice and call it not being employed. But why in a non-personal sense? What can I hope to achieve, to contribute? What is in this arrangement for society? And now I'm going to force myself to compare myself to my sister. She's a nurse. For many years, my sister was a sister in charge of an intensive care unit. She's one of the saints of the NHS. She has played a crucial part in the saving of thousands upon thousands of people's lives. Whereas I? Ah, right. Well, I suppose the idea is that I try my best to make some addition to our culture, no matter howsoever much infinitesimally tiny that contribution might be. A sentence to be muttered and ending with a dry cough of very awkward embarrassment. And quite right too. Of course, in general, having writers in a society is a good, indeed, essential thing. A symptom and presumably a continuing cause of freedom of speech. So writers, as a group, are undoubtedly admirable. But individually? I can only speak for myself, though I suspect I may not be unique. On inspection, it seems that the reasons why I personally write are as solipsistic, self-centred, and socially heedless as any tax-dodging hedge fund manager.